Hello, my name is Molly, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, nonviolence, health, wellness, freedom, and ahimsa. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. This episode is part two of a two-part interview. How to prevent nuclear war and the transhumanist agenda.
Hey guys, we're at the Animal Liberation March right now, happening in Mumbai at Carter Road. We have hundreds of vegans all across India here joining us. The march is about to begin right now.
Soon we'll be joined by Dr. Will Tuttle via Skype in Northern California. This is part two of his interview. Dr. Tuttle joined us last week as well. And we'll also be hearing from the Animal Liberation March, Saturday, May 28th, in Mumbai. And an announcement of another vegan event coming up worldwide. We'll start out with a couple minutes from the Animal Liberation March, and this recording is from the live stream of Arvind, animal activist.
Hi, Arvind.
Your name?
My name is Mishkab Khan.
Okay.
I'm one of your true fans. I've been following you. You've definitely been inspiration for me to be vegan. Although I've been vegetarian all half my life, but veganism is something that you introduced me to in India.
Right.
I didn't know it would be possible.
Right. So I'm so glad here. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to
the march.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's fight today.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice to meet you. Shamiji, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Nice to see you.
This is Shami, by the way, guys. He's the owner of the first live vegan restaurant in India, Rare Earth.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to see all this happening.
Yeah, nice to see you after so many years.
Yeah.
So nice to see.
So many people. I imagine like 6 years ago when I started, there was hardly anybody, and good to see them.
They've grown. Awesome.
Family is growing strong. It should grow. Thanks to you and your videos.
And thanks to you also. Both of us. Yes, everyone's help.
Everyone.
All together, community.
Their bodies.
Not us.
Their eggs.
Not us.
Their milk.
Not us.
Their babies.
Not us.
Their skin.
Not us.
Animals feel pain.
Just like us.
Animals feel love.
Just like us.
Animals feel hunger.
Just like us.
Animals have families.
Just like us.
Animals want to live.
Just like us.
Animals deserve freedom.
Just like us.
What do we want?
Animal liberation.
When do we want it?
Now!
And share these ideas with other people and realize that we do have the power to create a beautiful world of harmony and peace on this abundant and beautiful earth.
You're listening to the vegans at the Animal Liberation March in Mumbai. Soon we'll be joined by Dr. Will Tuttle for part two of our interview. And the discussion that Dr. Tuttle and I are having may or may not reflect the opinions of vegans worldwide. Thank you all for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Killing is the kindness.
It's not food, it's violence.
Killing is the kindness.
It's not food, it's violence.
There's no excuse
for animal abuse.
Dr. Tuttle is the author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony.
And share these ideas with other people and realize that we do have the power to create a beautiful world of harmony and peace on this abundant and beautiful earth. We just have to take the power back and not give our consent to being culled or to being having our body be pierced by toxic chemicals or to have our mind be pierced by toxic information. You know, we just have to make the effort to guard ourselves, we used to say in the hippie days, guard our gourd, you know, guard your head. You know, be aware of what you're allowing in and protect the children, you know, protect the vulnerable. This is really critical right now. Protect the animals and future generations' ecosystem.
Let's have a little musical interlude. You tune in to Vegan Nation.
Consuming animal products is the leading cause of disease. Why would you ever want to have cancer, heart stroke, or diabetes? A whole food plant
best organic diet has humans thrive, so they can enjoy a wonderful juice of life. There is no humane death, there is no humane milk. We also don't want the world to wear leather, down and silk.
This is Animal Liberation by Vegan Almighty.
Easily made from plants, so what are you waiting for? Go vegan, give these a chance.
It's a wonderful time to be alive. This is the time when we can finally see very clearly the delineation between the light and the dark, and between a way of kindness and love and respect and caring in a way that goes into a mechanistic, materialistic destruction of life and the destruction of the sacred feminine dimension of life. That's really what's at stake here, is the sacred feminine dimension of life, which yearns to love and nurture and celebrate life, and how that's being repressed in us, and to not allow that to happen, to stand up like mothers do, you know, stand up to protect the children and question the violent materialistic energy of animal agriculture, which now pervades all our institutions. So thank you very much, Marlene, for this opportunity to discuss the war that we've been conducting against animals and how it's coming back to us now.
Animal liberation for all the non-human people. It's the most vital test of our lifetime worldwide. Animal liberation. Life is the ultimate beauty.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. An announcement of a worldwide vegan event, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Will Tuttle. On June 5th, worldwide events are happening to celebrate National Animal Rights Day. Russia, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Austria, Philippines, Germany, Colombia, Kenya, Congo, Uganda, Serbia, Bosnia, Nigeria, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Norway, Denmark, Poland, Slovenia, South Africa, India, Iran, Canada, UK, Switzerland, Hungary, Spain, Lebanon, Jordan, France, Netherlands, Mexico, Greece, Israel, Portugal, Italy, Uruguay, Peru, Chile, Malta, and more. Sunday, June 5th. National Animal Rights Day.
For the animals and the planet, animals need our help.
National Animal Rights Day in the USA include the following cities: Beverly Hills, Los Angeles County, Tucson, Kansas City, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., Denver, Salt Lake City, Augusta, New York City, Portland, Albuquerque, Miami, Atlanta. Additional countries include Belgium, Czech Republic. National Animal Rights Day. Commemorate, educate, celebrate. Sunday, June 5th.
Animal liberation is a moral duty. The most important task is to stop the abuse and murder once and for all.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and now we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. In following human freedom movement, I see that there are many people who are becoming more aware and know what's going on, yet they are building communities like Freedom Cells, yet those who aren't vegan, in my opinion, are just perpetuating the problem instead of really healing and starting a new reality of peace.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. And I really understand how these people think. It's clear, you know, you care. The people care about their children. They don't want to have Their kids being forced to put a self-suffocation device over their face and breathing in their own toxins and so forth. It's very harmful to our health, and to be afraid of each other and to distance from each other and to no longer be able to even have events or church services and so forth. These are all direct attacks on the fabric of our social health and our psychological health. And so they fight against kind of tyranny. But we have to look and say, wait a minute, I am doing exactly the same thing to other living beings whose rights and interests and emotions are to them as important to them as my rights and interests and emotions are to me. So the whole thing we have to understand is, what right do I have to say I deserve freedom and dignity when I have vulnerable animals in my hands and I refuse to give them freedom and dignity, which they yearn for? They do yearn for that. The natural sovereignty of the animals is critically important to them. They evolved for millions of years, like we have, to function in the natural world and to use their capacities to migrate and to nest and to mate and to celebrate their lives. And we steal that and we throw them into cages and treat them with violence and destroy their happiness and create misery and suffering for them. And yet we think we deserve not to have that happen to us, that we deserve to be able to sit back and cause misery to them and be totally fine ourselves. I mean, that is so completely absurd and childish, not even childish. I mean, children would know better than that. I don't know what to call it. It's a form of insanity that pervades our entire society. But it's not our fault. We've been enslaved, you know, from birth. And so the fact is, we would not even be able to begin to participate in this society if we had not already been significantly enslaved. We would already be tearing down the slaughterhouses and the research operations that torture animals. They would be long gone if we were free, if we humans were free. The fact is, you can see very clearly that we're not, because we allow and even participate in these kinds of things. We never would do that if we were spiritually evolved and mature, or if we were even psychologically mature. We would never allow that to happen. So it's time for us to heal our wounds. And for people who really want freedom, which is a wonderful thing, it's the most important thing in this lifetime, then to give that freedom that we find is so precious. It's the golden rule. It's the core of every world religion, to not take away from others what we would not want to have taken away from us, to give to others what we would like to have for ourselves. And that's our basic wisdom. We know that's true. But the irony is, of course, as you say, on the other side, we have many people who have made the vegan connection and who are actually not eating animal foods, and yet they have not been able to go deeper to understand what veganism is. And veganism is honoring the sovereignty of all beings, including human beings. And it's questioning the official narratives of our society, especially the pharmaceutical narratives. So I really hope that people who have gone vegan will awaken and stop complying with tyranny and stand up more skillfully and openly for freedom, for not just for animals, but for human beings, because we are animals too, obviously. We're mammals, we're animals. We want to have compassion and respect and kindness for all animals, all living beings, all expressions of life. And that's the wonderful thing, is that we can do that. That's the beautiful thing, is that we're not just fighting against something. We're here to build something, to create something. We have wonderful alternatives. Plant-based foods are delicious and nutritious and require a fraction of the resources and land to grow. And we don't have to imprison and commit violence against the animals. I mean, it's such a beautiful solution. It's staring us in the face. It's always present. There's no reason to continue a completely obsolete system of confining animals and killing them and eating their flesh, which concentrates toxins, when we can get all the nutrients directly from plants and liberate animals and liberate ourselves from disease and psychological disease and really from tyranny, from the governmental tyranny that's coming back. What we do to animals, we get back, and it happens to ourselves. And that's why I wrote the World Peace Diet book, to try to shed light on the bigger picture, so that we can get to the very root of these problems, which is really a spiritual awakening to see that there is one life living through all of us. And that consciousness is the nature of love and celebration and joy and freedom. At the very core, it's joy. It's the joy of being. And we can live in that joy as we just look outside and see the trees and the birds and the children. Every day should be a time to celebrate and give thanks for another opportunity to live and to be part of the awakening of humanity out of this delusion that we're just an object. As long as we're under that delusion that we're just a piece of meat, which is what we do to animals, we make them into just a piece of meat. We reduce them and we reduce ourselves, and we enslave them and we enslave ourselves, and we exploit them and we exploit ourselves, and we have a war against them, and the war is really against ourselves. And the better we get at exploiting them, the better we get at exploiting ourselves. We have to wake up and see that Jesus and all these great spiritual teachers were right. The golden rule is the key to everything. Whatever you do to others, it's going to boomerang right back. And so it's time for us to really understand this and live this, not just in a pretend kind of way, but authentically in every action, every thought, word, and deed. We're called to live this way. And I'm so glad that I think there are more and more people that are realizing this, and the momentum of awakening is building. And I'm really grateful for that, and for you, Marlene, for the work you're doing here with Vegan Nation Radio as well.
Thank you, Dr. Tuttle. And I very much enjoyed reading your recent essay that you published on May 17th, 2022, Circle of Slavery and Liberation.
Well, thanks. It's up on our website if anyone wants to read it. It's worldpeacediet.com. You can go there, or my name, willtuttle.com. And the basic idea is that, you know, just like what we've been talking about, it's a circle. It can be a virtuous circle. We can be more and more liberated. We can liberate animals and have more freedom and joy and abundance for ourselves. Or we can enslave animals, and it comes back, creates a circle of slavery. And the more we enslave them, the more we're enslaved. And it's based on the ancient wisdom teaching of the Golden Rule, and from the Buddhist tradition, the Great Mirror Wisdom, which shows us that the outer world is essentially a mirror of the inner world. If we want to have a more harmonious, abundant, joyful outer world, we need to really work on our inner awareness. And that's why I think meditation and contemplation is so important, to take time to deepen our connection with the source of our life, with the inner silence from which springs awareness and wisdom. We have to learn to quiet our minds and not merely repeat all the cultural indoctrination all the time. If we can quiet our mind and connect with the inner wisdom of silence, and instead of just being a robot, robotically repeating and doing what we've been programmed to do by the mainstream media and by our education and by our parents, create something new. Get into silence. Listen internally. Quiet our minds and liberate ourselves from the tyranny of the conditioning and the indoctrination of this animal agriculture society.
We're listening to Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Tuttle.
Hi, tired of the same old, same old? Join me, Lee Morin, every Friday morning from 6 until 9 for a foot-stomping mix of musical madness. Some rock, some country, a dash of blues, and a pinch of jug band. We like to call it real music for real people. That's Friday Cross Tracks, every Friday morning from 6 until 9, right here on WCUW 91.3 FM.
Hi, this is Lise. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, on the web at WCUW.org.
Welcome back from the break. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Dr. Will Tuttle via Skype in Northern California. Thanks again, Dr. Tuttle, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene, and thank you, everyone, for listening in.
Can you give a little backdrop to all the work that you and your wonderful spouse, Madeline, have been doing?
Well, thanks, Marlene. Yeah, for the last gosh, now it's over 40 years. I've been doing the best I can to spread the vegan message. And we've traveled now to all 50 states, giving lectures and workshops and participating in conferences of animal liberation and also social justice and peace and environmental related. And as also not only in the United States, but worldwide, we've been able to travel to over 50 countries, including Africa and Asia, all over Europe and South America, North America, Australia, New Zealand. And it's been a great honor to be able to meet so many wonderful people who are doing the best they can where they are to help liberate humanity and animals. And we use, besides lecturing and sharing ideas, we have an online training called the World Peace Diet Facilitator Training. The book, The World Peace Diet, has been translated into about 18 languages now. And so it's a worldwide movement, actually. The Deep Veganism movement, to understand the deeper structure of our society.
Thank you, Dr. Tuttle. And now the big question. Do you think that we, the people, have a very good chance of co-creating the harmonious, free, and beautiful, nonviolent world of ahimsa that you are describing, especially in light of the advancement of the dark forces that are really perpetuating a paradigm of discrimination, domination, misogyny, and violence?
Right. That's a great question. Thank you. I have basically a good feeling about the whole thing. You know, I think we're going to be tested. We're being tested already. A lot of people are suffering in a variety of ways. So there's a tremendous amount of urgency to the situation. And to me, it also seems that this dark force that you're referring to is pretty desperate. They're forcing their hand. They're moving very, very, very quickly on everything. It's super fast. It's almost like the more quickly we awaken, the more quickly they're trying to shut everything down. So I think the most important thing is how I live my life is to take every day and every moment really as the moment, and to do the best I can in this moment to make sure the quality of my consciousness is at the right place. You know, we hope, of course, on a certain sort of existential level, that we'll be able to actually see our way through this, that the violent system of oppression of animals and human animals will be exposed, and we will abandon it, and we'll have a celebration of freedom, and we'll co-create communities of abundance, small-scale, local communities, and live, really, I think, how we're designed in harmony with nature. And that's very possible. I mean, there's nothing really stopping us at all except our inability to change direction as individuals. Each one of us is an individual. If we just see what's happening and stop eating animal food, stop paying for that, free our body and then free our mind, we would see this massive revolution happening overnight. A very benevolent transformation. It's always present, the possibility of that. If for some reason we're not able to do that, and there's some kind of calamity happens, I mean, there's been things that happened before, it seems, on this planet. There's quite a bit of evidence, even of earlier civilizations. I used to teach college courses in comparative religion and world mythology, and there's what's called the monomyth, a great story in every culture in the world, practically, that there was a golden era, a time of harmony and so forth in the past, but a garden where we lived in harmony with animals. That's a memory that we all have at a deep level, and it was lost, but it can come back again. And so I think we may have to wait. If we blow it this time, we may have to wait a few thousand or million years. But what we are is consciousness, and so we'll always be manifesting somewhere in some reality. So the most important thing is the quality of our consciousness. It's important not to be lost in materialism. We have a tendency to think that this is the only realm here. as many, many realms. And this has been well understood by spiritual traditions for a long time. And so the realm that we live in is always a mirror of our consciousness. So if we want to create a more beautiful realm or a more harmonious realm manifestation, again, we have to go within and clarify our own consciousness and make sure that what we are doing is radiating love. And once we understand that, we can begin to let go of our clinging and the violence that we inflict on each other and using each other as instruments to get what we want. So it's a great school. If we don't get the message this time, we'll come around again. Compassion and kindness resonate inside of us at a deep level. You know, what MIO culture has done and our science has done, it's taken life out of everything, turned everything into death, turned everything into a machine. It's not a machine. Just stay in this moment and make every moment a moment of beauty. And that's what we have is this moment, ultimately. So thank you. To appreciate you, the opportunity to talk a little bit about the great situation that we're facing. But it's in this moment. It's all we have.
We're listening to Dr. Will Tuttle, a vegan for over 40 years and the author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Thank you, Dr. Tuttle. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you very much.
I have an announcement of a vegan event, the National Animal Rights Day, Sunday, June 5th, a major event being held right smack in the heart of Beverly Hills and also being held all over the United States as well as internationally. And then, as announced in the last show, Animal Liberation March, India.
I've come to wake you up. Do you know about the biggest animal liberation march that is happening this time in Mumbai on 28th May? Billions of animals are dying every single second. Their throats are being cut. They are being exploited in every corner of the world. So if you really, really care about animal justice, this is the time to show up. You may be busy, you may be having commitments, but remember one thing, you have a choice, but they don't. This is the time to actually come together and show to the world that we all stand together for animals. Feeling sorry is not enough. Doing online activism is also not enough. You have to come out of your comfort zone and be there at the march. I'll see you there.
I'd like to give a big shout out to Vegan India Movement. Vegan India Movement. And the many vegan organizations. And the women and men, boys and girls, who participated in the Animal Liberation March. Much thanks to Michael Preikl, Vegano Mike, in the Czech Republic, for Animal Liberation. Human freedom requires animal liberation. Thanks to Madeline Tuttle for her flute. We also heard the Lamb Song, Duck Song, and Chicken Song by Will Tuttle. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management. With another song by Will Tuttle, The Cow Song. In addition to Piano Mike's Animal Liberation. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts. Wishing you a good day. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.